Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:06 on ESPN 97.5. John and Del now. The rest of the way. Till 11 o'clock, you got the press box coming your way. Although Del will continue on to the press box, I would imagine. Do you sit in there, or do you come in here?
Well, I don't know. Usually I sit in here because it's a full house in there. Nick will go in there.
Well, Nick comes in here, and you stay in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Joel will be in. I know Joel wasn't in yesterday. He's had some issues. We talked about power and water, so I'm not sure he'll be able to make it in. So it may be Nick and myself, or because I know Charlie is not here. Well, at least that's the schedule. The schedule says Charlie won't be here.
Right.
So I'm not sure how it'll work out. I don't ask questions.
You know what?
I'm here. Either way, doesn't matter.
All right. I'm going to go home and eat. Probably take a nap while you're doing the show.
Yeah, but at least I was warm.
I'll listen to you for my 8-minute ride.
But at least I was never without power, though.
That is true.
So I win this round.
No, you won. You won the Arctic freeze. There's no question.
Yeah, I mean,
you never lost power.
Not once. But I did. Why are you so upset about me not losing power? What kind of person are you?
That's just terrible.
It's not terrible.
No,
just count
I'm suffering and you're not.
I count myself very lucky. Look.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to bring it up, because it sucks for other people, but I do appreciate your end around that got short circuited. We were supposed to try to do the show on Thursday. That's why I tweeted out Wednesday night that appears the bench will be back. And only one of us would be in the building, because somebody was like, you know what? If the heat isn't on, I could just do this from home.
I was coming in. I fooled you. You're so gullible.
That's a lie.
You're
it's
so
such
gullible.
A lie.
Ask AJ. I never asked to do it remote.
You wanted.
No,
you wanted
I was like, Del, have fun. I was in our text stream.
Yeah, but I got.
Hey, Del, guess who's going to be? We'll do it.
But
from
I wasn't
home.
Upset.
I'm a team player.
And what did I respond with? I would just do it so I can call you a P-word for the rest of my life. Yeah. I got all the clout on Twitter. People are like, oh, Del's the hero. So I still won. Yeah, either way.
You're a Twitter. You won Twitter.
No, everyone called me a hero.
Congratulations.
People are like, Del's coming in. He's the backbone of the show. He's the hero. I won. Either way, I still won.
JG was here when Jamie resigned. JG near cried on air.
Well, you did. You
rest in peace, the homie. How to Be a Leader and Stuff is available everywhere books are sold, by the way. who resigns first, Ted Cruz or Jack Easterby? Neither.
Well, Ted Cruz doesn't have to worry about re-election until 2024, so he's got some time to hopefully make people forget about this. Jack ain't going nowhere either.
Okay, so if you could pick one person to resign, who would it be? Easterby or Cruz?
Cruz ain't resigning.
No, if you could pick one Easterby to lose their job.
First, on their own accord?
No, who would you choose? Who would you prefer?
Who I would want?
Yes.
Is Easterby still allowed to make trades for the Dolphins?
No, he's not allowed to make the trades for the Dolphins
Cruz
anymore.
Doesn't really affect me at all very much, other than I have to read all the jokes about him on Twitter. Easterby being around could directly affect my team in a positive way.
No.
So I want him to stay.
See, that is so awful.
Get me one more trade.
How about do something for the city?
Like
Let's
what?
Get this Bill Burr Astros thing. I want to hear Bill Burr talk about how the Astros is no big deal. We'll do that. We'll do that in the next segment. We'll get Bill Burr talking about how the Astros cheating thing was not a big deal. Love Bill Burr. Bill Burr, the comedian, for those of you who don't know. How about Jerry Jones is making a ton of money? Jerry Jones, he owns the Frisco-based natural gas producer. It's called Comstock Resources, Inc. They've been able to sell gas from its Haynesville shale wells in East Texas and northern Louisiana at premium prices since Thursday. As demand jumps amid the cold, gas at some regional hubs has soared past $1,000 per million British thermal units, BTUs. He's got this natural gas company that is killing it right now. So Jerry Jones is getting richer, which is fueling speculation that they're going to give Dak a big contract.
What? People thought Jerry's bank account was the issue for why Dak was going to get his money?
No.
What?
That's not it at all. But that's just a dumb report. It had nothing to do with that. It's whether or not you want to use Dak. It's whether or not Dak is going to bring you to a title, to a championship, and is his money on the books worth it when, especially since the salary cap is going down, to have him, Dak at, he wants close to 40, right? I think he's talking about, I mean, he refused 33, right? He turned down 33. So I think he wants to close in on 40 million and with $180 million salary cap next year.
Yeah, do you want to give
now that you can, obviously you can backload it.
Do you want to give that percentage of your cap to Dak Prescott? And for now, the answer for the Cowboys is no.
No.
We don't want to give that much of our cap to that guy.
No, we ain't
for that long.
Well, he's going to have to franchise him again, that's for sure. And, well, I don't know, coming off this foot?
Well, I get it's either that or you head a different direction and you draft the quarterback. Are they looking to do that right now with all the money they have tied into guys? They want to start young or go young?
The answer is no. No, probably not, but guess what? They ain't going nowhere. They were crappy with Dak. You're crappy without him.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the Texans. I mean, he comes in and he leaves the door open.
Well, he's a terrible individual. We're talking about Lance now, not Dak. And if you don't know, we just talked about how I was going to be a hero and brave the temperatures. John was not. We have space heaters in, thankfully. So the show, we're doing the show without chattering teeth, but if you walk outside the rooms, it's like maybe 50 degrees.
It's a good 25 degrees colder.
Certainly. And you can hear it. It's like a draft. It's like a draft every time the door opens.
Oh, my God.
And Lance just walked in here and left the door open.
Because
he's that guy.
Oh, my God. Thank God Joel wasn't here to see that.
Well, Joel would be upset. And I don't think Lance clean up that area either. So that's the other thing Joel would be pissed off about.
When we come back, Bill Burr and how he defended our Astros next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:16 ESPN 97.5. Florida's come up a couple of times. A couple of days ago, did you see DeSantis? Apparently, he was criticized. He put a pop-up vaccine sites in a couple of counties.
Yeah, in places who were less critical of him.
Well, yeah, they were the whitest people whitest and richest counties.
And he also made look, you guys, if you keep taking shots at me, maybe you don't get the vaccine. Like, he was...
Oh, okay. Manatee County. You're going to complain about the zip codes they're in? Okay. How about you don't get a no vaccine?
Whew, talk about being a public servant.
Yes.
Vendettas with the vaccine.
You want to complain about it? That's what you get.
Well, I mean, he's learning from the boss. What did our great president talk about? Hey, you want federal aid, California? Be nicer to me. Well, but we're on fire here. Well, say some nicer things. That's the deal. He learned from the best.
Pelosi to shut up, and I'll do it.
He learned from the best.
And then not only that, but what's he going to do now?
Yeah, according to Andy Slater, who breaks a lot of news, whether it be political or sports related, he works for Fox Sports 640 in Florida. Governor DeSantis says Flags will soon be lowered to half staff for Rush Limbaugh.
Huh. I mean, I know it's a Republican state.
But take it or leave it, whatever you think of Rush Limbaugh, are we lowering half staff for radio personalities? Is that the deal? Is that what that's for?
I don't know.
I thought that was for like if state officials and governmental officials. I guess you do it for famous people, I guess. But he's not, is he connected to Florida in any way? Like, is he a native son?
Is he from Florida?
I don't think so.
But I like listening to him, so half-mast.
Yeah, I don't look, the politics, whatever. You guys like him, don't like him, whatever. But it's a little weird. The connection to Florida? Like, I see, like, famous people from certain regions of the country will get, if they're so, like, if Dolly Parton dies, I'm sure Tennessee will honor her in some way, shape, or form. Right?
Right.
But he was born in Missouri.
But we really like what he's talked about here in Florida.
Look, it's Florida. I should be used to this.
It is Florida. Bill Burr, we like what he talks about. Bill Burr is a funny guy. And Bill Burr thinks that it's really no big deal what the Astros did.
I think the Houston Astros, that was a legit World Series championship.
All right.
If the Red Sox and Yankees can have $200 million roided up free agent teams and go around the league like it's their breakfast buffet, then why can't they put a camera and bang on a trash can? Good for them. They finally brought a gun to a gunfight.
I love that. How about that? Yeah, the steroids, no big deal. Oh, really? Big Poppy, Manny, A-Rod, all roided up, hitting home runs, winning baseball games with hitting home runs. Oh, but that's not a big deal. I love that. You bring a gun to a gunfight. Damn, I love Bill Burr. I'm going to see him. I'm going to pay for tickets next time he comes in.
You're
going
to pay?
Well,
or I mean, Justin going to find a way to work it out for you.
We'll see how we...
Your spiritual advisor,
right now,
Justin.
Now I say I'm going to pay.
But yeah, but when time comes, your spiritual advisor, Justin from Black Horse, will set
tickets.
You up. Yeah.
He might find tickets.
That's what he do.
He do. You know, I know he does. I know.
I'm not complaining. He set us up with Chappelle's stand-up. I was very appreciative.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Is Dame Lillard got a right to be pissed?
Well, if you missed it, the All-Star teams were announced, the starters, and Dame apparently tied in voting with Luka, but did not get it because the fan vote decided it, and Luka won that, the fan vote part, so Luka makes it. You know, the game's about the fans. But Dame is having a great year. His team is actually good. The fourth seed right now at 18-10. So if you are a person watching those two play, you're like, yeah, Dame should have made it, but it's a fan thing. They gave the fans more juice, and that's why Luka won.
And Nurkic is hurt again, and McCollum is hurt.
Yeah, he's done it without, you know, the guys who you would have thought would have been the second and third guys on these teams.
And he is
and he's spectacular. Just been spectacular. I think he's averaging almost 30 at over 45% from the floor.
The people love Doncic, though.
Yeah, and obviously the fans were the reason, but Dame is just that dude. He's, like I said, he's my favorite player who doesn't play for the Miami Heat. That's my favorite team, but I love watching that dude play ball because he has everything you want. If you are old school and you're like, look, I want my guys to stick with the teams, to stick it out. Dame is like, I'm a trailblazer. This is who I am. I think he's bordering on 30 if he's not already 30. He's like, but this is my team. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to sign a long-term deal. And he performs. He makes big shots. He doesn't back away even when he loses. That's the guy.
Yeah.
If you're looking for your perfect athlete, as far as new school but still in bolt has all those old school things, Dame's that dude. But he won't start in the All-Star team for the All-Star team because Luka's the guy. He's the fan favorite.
Somebody tweeted out he's the most hated player. I don't think he's hated. I think he's underappreciated.
Plays up in Portland.
Yeah.
Been a great player for a long time now, but he's not. And he had a better, I was talking about his numbers this year. He was better last year. He averaged 30, was over 46% from the field, and over 40 from three. He's actually having a down year. But the team wasn't as good, but he was better last year.
Mm, for what, however that worked out.
Yeah, they got an A seed. They look to be better on their way to a better seed than that, so they don't have to see the Lakers in the first round. But she's just one of those guys. My favorite guy to watch. But, yeah, he'll make the All-Star team, just won't start.
Yeah. this is hilarious. Hockey training in Russia is trading punches, kids punching each other in the face, back and forth. That's hockey training.
Yeah, they're not even on ice. They're just on the floor.
They're in the gym.
They're in hockey gear, and it looks like you drop one glove, you keep one on.
You hold the guy with your left hand.
Yeah, to keep him steady, because you're on ice. It's a little shaky. You throw punches. Like, some kids kept their gloves on, some kid took it off, but they're punching with the glove hand and holding with the non-glove hand. At least the kids in the middle and to the right.
One kid is getting a snot beat out of him, and just the other kid is just beating a pulp. And I found the parent of the kid getting beat. I'm like, I'm not sure this is great training for my kid.
Can you even fight in youth hockey? Maybe in Russia, I guess.
In Russia, you can.
I just assume you immediately get thrown out of the game if you're fighting in youth hockey.
No, not in Russia.
Not in Russia.
Man, you got to fight for that bread.
If the kids already know how to skate, but wouldn't you put them on the ice to practice?
No, you got to, okay, this is how you do it. Now get the skates on. Now let's go.
Whatever. I mean, I'm just surprised there's not a bear playing goalie.
Is that?
Like, because I would assume a bear would play goalie in Russia.
I don't understand. Was that in a movie?
No, but you know, Russians, you always see them fighting bears.
Yeah, fighting bears.
Yeah,
right.
So I just assume there's a bear playing the fact that they haven't incorporated a bear into hockey. If you're going to let your kids fight, I guess that's a step up.
A bear can't play hockey.
Bears are on ice all the time. Just put them in the goal.
You think a bear will stop the puck?
If you can train an animal to do almost anything. You train a bear to sit in a goal. You don't think a bear would be good at stopping pucks? You know, no one's crashing the net.
This may be the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
You don't think a bear could?
No, I don't.
Why not?
You're right. You're exactly right. I don't think
that
a bear.
You don't,
because he's a bear.
Animals get trained to do things all the time. If a squirrel can ski, water ski, a bear can play goalie. Come on. You can't fight the logic.
This is the worst thing that you've ever talked about.
Back in the day, they don't run the show anymore. I forgot what it was called. You'd always see that water skiing squirrel.
Yeah.
So if a squirrel can water ski, you don't think a bear can play goalie?
At some point, the bear might take out the kids and start eating them.
That's why I said I'm surprised I haven't done it. But if you could train the bear to just play goalie, you don't think that'd be an intimidating force back there?
Oh, yeah. If you could train the bear
not
to kill everyone.
I'm not saying.
And as soon as you hit him with a puck in the face, the bear will go, really?
The bear gets to wear a mask.
Even still, bear's going to go, really?
Look, if you can train a dog to sniff out a bomb, you can train a bear to play goalie.
All right. You know what I don't want to be? On the ice with a bear.
I mean, I'm not saying get a wild bear.
And shoot pucks at him.
I'm not saying get a wild bear. You have to train the bear from when he was young, a cub. You can't pull a grizzly out of the wild and do it. But, yeah. You know how soccer academies, they find kids all over the world and bring them on?
Yeah.
And they train them from, like, 8? That's what you do to the bear.
Yep.
I'm just telling you. No one scores on that bear.
John Granato, radio personality, visionary, LSU fan, great American. Definitely the flag will be lowered.
Where? At Wildcat?
Oh, when I die.
At Wildcat?
When
certainly.
I
think at Wildcat.
Wildcat will go half-past.
Certainly. I believe that.
Man, Wildcat. I'm feel for my buddy. You kidding me? Wildcat got pipes busted. Damn.
What does that mean for potential golf for you next week?
I don't care about me.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. What was I thinking?
I could still go play.
That's what I'm asking.
The clubhouse.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I could still go play.
That does suck, though.
That does suck. I'm me and Elmer and Tim and everybody over there. That blows. Bill Barr's bit on arguing with your wife. Have you seen that one?
No.
I haven't seen it either. We've got to see
it. I don't know if we can play that one.
No, probably
It's probably
not.
Unlikely.
Probably highly unlikely. All right, 713-780-3776. We got one. Well, let's go over NFL free agents this offseason and see who you want, who you don't. Next, right here.
Food and rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:30 on ESPN 97.5. The TNT crew had a rough night, apparently. Did you see Charles Barkley said that Jordan Clarkson was having a better year, better season than Anthony Davis? And Clarkson is having a great year. They you know, thought is he could be sixth man of the year. But better than Anthony Davis? Really?
I mean, on the basis of one of them is playing and the other isn't, and the other was going to be out for another month. Right. Sure. But
that started last night.
But Anthony Davis, 22-8. I mean, I feel like Charles is stretching. His numbers are down. I will say Anthony Davis, as far as scoring and rebounding, his numbers are down from what they normally are. But, I mean, when you, relatively speaking, yes, Jordan Clarkson is having a great year.
Relatively speaking, yeah. I mean, he's averaging 18.2, shooting 38% from three. Having a great year. 45% from the field. Having a great year. But Anthony Davis is a different deal now. Jordan Clarkson's really nice and could win sixth man of the year, but he's still not. Now, this year, career, better player? No. Who's having a better year? I mean, relatively speaking, Clarkson's having a much better year.
Yeah. I mean, right. Past performance included. Yeah, Jordan Clarkson, his numbers are way up, and he's never been a guy you could even really depend on. I mean, he's been – how many teams is he on now? Is this his third team?
Lakers.
Lakers, Cavs, and Jazz.
I missed the whole Cavs thing.
It wasn't very long.
Yeah.
It was when the Lakers
– And I don't think I watched a Cavs game.
He joined that LeBron team who was still holding on, trying to win, I think, in LeBron's final year. But, yeah, it's having a good year. I think context is important. And I don't know if Charles went farther than just saying he's having a better year. But Jordan Clarkson is impressing quite a bit.
Ernie also, to Shaq, hey, you got your eyes on Pascal? No, I got my eyes on Siakam.
I saw that.
Oh.
These are the things, I don't know if you're here for it, maybe. These are the things that NBA Twitter, the people who write and stuff, they take issue with them because how can you be a proponent of the game and just be this seemingly out of
casual
talking about the play? Well, Christian Wood called them casuals. I don't think that's a wrong description of those guys. They give their commentary on the best players. I mean, Shaq will say something insulting about someone. Charles will, and people will laugh. They'll talk about each other. But if you're looking for a real breakdown of things, you probably go someplace else.
Yep.
But they're an entertainment show anyway.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. So we talk about the NFL free agents out there this season. USA put out a list of the best offensive players available in free agency this year. Who you want? Cam Newton, Dak Prescott, Jameis Winston.
Oh, Dak. If you're
Dak is
me.
One. Who would you want second?
I'd take Jameis. Cam looks like he's done.
Yeah, I guess.
Jameis is a turnover guy, but you would hope a year with Sean Payton would have helped him. I guess I'm looking at. I saw Cam recently. Cammy, I want that guy. Nope. That guy is done.
That guy wasn't good.
It appears.
Now, again, Tom Brady didn't look good with those receivers either.
True, but Tom Brady wasn't throwing dirt balls.
No.
Cam just looks like a guy who's still hurt.
Look, no, he threw Brady was throwing air balls.
True. But Cam was never, his forte was never hitting guys in stride and accuracy and all those things. It's all the other assets of his game that he brought made him a special player. And as an older player who's trying to maintain some health, that Patriots ran him earlier in the year to some success. That stuff kind of went away later in the year.
Yep.
So if Cam's not going to be a guy who does that anymore, if he's going to throw the football like he did last year, I'm taking Jameis over him. Now maybe he's like a player who needs multiple years to come back from an injury. Now another healthy year, he'll be fine, he'll be better. But he threw a football like that, shoulder was still a problem.
All right, here are the running backs. Kenyon Drake, Todd Gurley, Adrian Peterson, Leonard Fournette, and Frank Gore.
Amazing, Frank Gore still
Frank
playing
Gore
ball.
Gore is still alive.
Still playing ball.
Because Leonard Fournette.
Well, in fact, it's funny because the playoff run changes things, but Arians talked about they're going to cut him. They held on to him, and the playoff run happened.
Well, right.
So I don't like it's between him and Drake for me.
I would take Drake second. Oh, Gurley or Peterson. I guess I'd take Gurley, I guess. And then I guess, maybe not. Maybe, yeah. Because
Drake went for 10 TDs, 955 yards, split in time. I mean, the Fournette playoff run aside, he was not an effective back. I think I'd take Drake before I take Fournette. I'm not allowing the playoff run to cloud me. Over, and Drake played 15 games, so he was durable enough to play, which is something that's been a problem for him in the past. A little bit. Actually, I'll take it back. He's played 14, 16, 16. Yeah, he plays plenty. I'm taking Drake.
I'm taking Fournette. The potential is higher, and he showed that he can still, and when he wants to, he can do it.
Well, 10 TDs in the season, split in time for Drake, I like. And he's only 26. Fournette's about that age too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Fournette's got that whole attitude thing too, though. Well, wide receiver is pretty good class. That was a crappy class of running backs. Allen Robinson, Will Fuller, Kenny Galladay, Chris Godwin, and Juju. Wow, that's a tough order. That's tough.
Age plays some factor. Juju's the youngest of those guys, right? Did you say T.Y. Hilton?
I did not say T.Y.
He's not on that list, but he's a free agent as well. Juju.
He'd probably be last on this list.
Yeah, I think he'll be 32. Juju's only 24.
Kenny Galladay is really good.
Kenny Galladay is a guy who is 27, so not. I think I probably would take Kenny Galladay. Kenny Galladay needs. He wasn't healthy last year. He only played five games.
Godwin's only going to be 25 at the start of the season.
Yeah, Galladay. He has to prove that he's healthy. He played 16 a year before, 15, but he only played five this past year. I would probably take Galladay, Godwin, then Schuster. Who's the other one?
Fuller.
Well, that's a health thing for him, too. I'm always concerned
about
that.
And Allen Robinson.
Yeah. Allen Robinson, the only reason I would probably have him lower is because I imagine what it's going to cost me, what he believes he should be getting paid. Although, but he did have 102 catches playing with Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles. So maybe we throw him to the top of the list.
Yeah.
Considering who he had as far as quarterbacks. Yeah, Robinson's probably number one, and it's probably going to cost you number one money.
Yep. Yeah, he's probably the best of these. I don't know, though. Galladay. Man, this is a good group. Godwin, too.
Yeah,
Fuller. Fuller's a good player.
As long as he's not.
He might be last on this list.
Not taking PEDs or getting hurt.
If he can stay on the field without the pads, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, if you are a team with money, see, it's funny. You have two receivers people think can go in the top 10, and then you have all these wide receivers, and then that doesn't even talk about Jalen Waddle, who, if he didn't get hurt, might have been a top 10 receiver as well. Yeah, Chase and Smith and Waddle all in the top 15. If you need receiver help.
Hey, listen, Curtis Samuel's also out there. Antonio Brown, Corey Davis, T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Green, Sammy Watkins.
There are guys. Well, the Sammy Watkins thing, man. But, yeah, I get it. There's depth there.
Man, so there's a lot of. I mean, see, that you could find a guy go and give up a second for and give that money to Randall. I mean, just so stupid. Randall Cobb. I mean, just so stupid. tight ends, Hunter Henry, Rob Gronkowski, Jonnu Smith, and Gerald Everett.
Let me take Gronk off the list. He's not playing anywhere except for Brady.
No, that's it.
Except for with the Bucks.
Mo Alie-Cox and Robert Tonyan. Hey, don't under... You know what? To me, Robert Tonyan might be the number one guy on this. He turned into a really big target.
Is he that guy without Rodgers? That'll be the question for people.
I don't know.
What was... Yeah.
I like Tonyan a lot at the end. By the end of the season, he was somebody that he relied on.
I think the tight end class, I think we have to ask Lance, but the tight end class as far as draft-wise, you got Kyle Pitts, who's Lance thinks he could be a top 10 pick, possibly. You got Brevin Jordan out of Miami, Freiermuth out of Penn State. So those are probably your top three guys. So I might look. I don't know if I'm looking to pay a tight end. I don't know. I don't know how much Robert Tonyan is going to make. Or what you're willing to give him.
Yeah, I guess Hunter Henry's the guy in this list, but I'll take if I get stuck with Tonyan, I'll take him. I think he's got a shot to be really good.
Wouldn't the Packers, Lance talked about are under a cap crunch, but you would think that's a guy Rodgers might stump for. Say, hey, look, you guys don't give me a lot of weapons. Don't take one away from me. Don't let him get away.
See, this pisses me off. I can't even tell you how much. Trent Williams had a great season for the 49ers last year, stepped into Kyle Shanahan's offense, picked up right where he left off as an elite left tackle in the league. He's going to be 33 next season. The Texans could have had him 2 years ago when they needed a left tackle. They could have given up probably a second to the Redskins for him. Instead of two firsts and $22 million a year, you strapped and killed yourself. They were just so stupid. And he was right here in Houston, wanted to play for Houston. You saw him working out with Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's got feet like Adrian Peterson.
Do you know what the Washington football team got for him?
What did they get?
A 2020 fifth round pick and a 2021 third round pick.
Yeah. And you could, unbelievable.
Now, this was down the line from when the Texans should have gone after
him. It was well after.
So Washington was probably a little bit more willing, particularly during draft time, to make a trade. But like you said, you throw him a second, would have been yours.
Oh, my gosh. It is just so unbelievable how incompetent this organization has been.
Did he have some type of attitude problem or what was alleged attitude problem?
An attitude problem because he didn't want to play for the Redskins. Who, by the way, were the Redskins at the time.
Yeah, so you can say it. I guess. I don't know what the rules are. But, yeah. Instead, you're paying Tunsil and I know we try to attribute the second to Kenny Stills, but that's an insult. That's still a bad value. So I'm just going to attribute the second to Tunsil too, because Kenny Stills was not worth a second round pick. So two firsts and a second.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
You brought
that
it up.
So amazing. So amazing how inept and so unbelievably stupid this organization is and has been.
And you could have had him for multiple years at a very comfortable number for a left tackle. And then you would have had to make a decision. Or maybe you extended him because of how well he's playing and you don't get to $22 million. You could have had him like, what, 2019, 2020, and then maybe extend him for another 3 years. So you have him for 5 years at a reasonable number.
At a nice number. At a number, you know, 13,
that makes sense for a left tackle.
14, you know, in that neighborhood.
It makes sense for an elite player, but not what you're giving Tunsil.
1044.
For 3 years.
They're too stupid
you
to talk
brought
about.
Them up. Why
They're
did you
too
do
stupid
it?
To talk about
Why
it
did
anymore?
You bring them up then? So
this is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Some incredibly stupid stuff going on. Apparently, they have the minutes from an ERCOT meeting last week. It included a joke about cowboy boots and less than 40 seconds of storm talk.
We're going to find out, because investigations will be demanded for and will take place, that they were, we all know they're woefully unprepared, but just the lack of seriousness attached to this, this is not surprising. We're going to know. We're going to find out they didn't take this seriously at all. Not to the point where it should have been.
So, do you know what ERCOT stands for?
Energy what?
No.
What does it stand for?
Electric Reliability Council of Texas.
Well, that's, yeah, I did see people making the joke. Not
do
reliable.
Do you really feel like it should be reliability?
No. I mean, no.
Okay. Do you really feel like, I never heard of ERCOT before this.
Yeah, they probably would have preferred that you had.
Yeah, never heard of it. Never, ever heard of it. Apparently, now, News of the Weird is what I'm on. And this is the headline. Ford F-150 hybrid owners in Texas are using trucks to power their homes. There is a built-in generator in these, and I talked about this in my spot for Chastang. And they have an onboard generator, and they were powering their homes with it.
How powerful is this onboard
generator?
Well,
you can see, listen, this is in Houston. It's iced over. Did you have to de-ice your car? Did you have ice, a layer of ice and ice on your windshield?
I have it's protected by like this covering.
Oh.
Carport even still. Thing type deal. No. I mean, look, I didn't leave my house until Thursday.
Really?
Well, yeah, they say stay off the roads. So I'm listening. Wednesday.
So you were home?
I didn't leave my house till Wednesday. Monday through Wednesday, I didn't leave my house.
By yourself? The whole time?
Yeah. Well, I was fortunately, like I've said, didn't lose power, so I could just stay home and eat and whatever. But yeah, from Sunday, when we found out, I was out on Sunday picking up some food, and we found out we couldn't come in. We weren't going to be able to do the show. I didn't leave my house till Wednesday.
And you had enough supplies?
Yeah, I had, I don't eat very much. I had enough stuff. Because I bought snacks on Sunday. That's what I was doing. I was out buying stuff on Sunday. So I had enough, because I just assume, who knows.
Were the grocery stores packed on Sunday?
I had food, so I just went to Bucky's for snacks. I didn't really walk into the grocery store.
You went to Bucky's?
Yeah, for some snacks to make it through if I needed them, which turns out I did.
What did you get? Bucky balls?
The beaver nuggets? No. I'm in the caramel corn or caramel, depending on who you are and what you say, and the spicy beef jerky. It's my thing. That's what I lean on.
They're saying, Dell, that the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich is the greatest menu item they've ever had.
I've had this Wendy's spicy before. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I get it, because you get yourself your choice of cheese, you throw some bacon on it. It's a good sandwich. I'm not gonna fault it. Like, when Chick-fil-A's not open on Sundays and I want a chicken sandwich, I go to Wendy's.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a ringing endorsement for Wendy's.
John, you're not Wendy. You can't sneak a spicy chicken sandwich by me. I'm up on the game.
You're all about it.
You can't sneak one by me. I'm aware. I wish it has an unfortunate name, but I wish Bojangles would come to Texas. Because I had them when I went to Georgia.
Racist.
I know. I said unfortunate name. I had them when I went to Georgia. It was for a funeral, but I went. They have this spicy chicken biscuit. The biscuit's great. The spicy chicken filet is great. I just wish it would come here, but the name is another thing where I'm like, much like the Chick-fil-A thing, I'd be like, oh well.
Good chicken sandwich. What are you
exactly.
going to do?
What am I going to do?
Okay, so there are Japanese websites, Dell, that map out neighborhoods that have noisy children.
Perfect.
Do you think that you want a map of, where do you live, in Alvin or something like that?
I live in League City.
Same thing.
Okay.
Do you think you want a map of everyone in League City of noisy children neighborhoods?
Could the map be extended to, will the teenage neighbor, white neighbor, say the N-word that I can hear through my window? Is that on the map too? Can you put that on the map?
Well, too late. You already bought a house there.
That's true. See, the things I would look for is, during storms, the does the electricity stay on in this place? I don't, that's probably a survey you have to ask the neighbors about for. And then do the children say the N-word when they outside, and I can hear it out my window. But if that's not part of the survey, yes, I would want to know about noisy children.
Yeah. San Francisco's having a rough go of it right now. Apparently their tourism is way down. So now the San Francisco supervisor says, well, criminals are now starting to target residents of San Francisco.
They can't rob the tourists anymore?
Can't rob the tourists anymore. Like, what?
Well, the tourists...
That's not a big...
Easy mark.
No wonder people aren't going there.
Yeah. Either way, someone's getting robbed. We don't want to live there because we'll get robbed or targeted, and we don't want to visit there. Well, tourism is down because you're not supposed to be going anywhere, right? California is one of those places that's still locked the bleep down. So, yeah, I would imagine tourism's going down. Doesn't mean the criminals are going down.
Right. Apparently, there's a game called Myotopia. You know it?
No.
Well, it has an E rating for everyone in North America. In Russia, it has an 18-plus rating.
What do they do in Russia?
Well, basically because it has some same-sex relationships in it. Russia says, mm-mm, we ain't having none of that. We ain't,
no, we'll let
our
you play
kids ain't being
it, but
exposed
the kids,
to that stuff.
We've seen that quite a bit in countries not so dissimilar from Russia where we must protect our children because if they see something with homosexual activity, and I'm not talking about like actual sex, like, oh, a couple holding hands,
mm-mm,
you could turn our kids gay. So we're either going to ban it or make sure only adults can see it. I'm surprised they let the game in the country.
Huh. An Indonesian woman says that she became pregnant, Del, not through the normal way. She said a gust of wind made her pregnant.
Did Mary? Did the?
She's 25 years old.
Did
she
the
was resting
Mary?
In her living room. After afternoon prayers, I was lying face down on the floor when I suddenly felt wind under my body and through me. And 15 minutes after the incident, the bump in her abdomen started growing bigger. The woman
minutes?
Then gave birth to a healthy baby girl at a nearby clinic.
How quickly?
It doesn't say. She said the bump started growing after 15 minutes. It doesn't say how long it took her to have the baby, though.
Well, if the bump is already growing after the gust of wind 15 minutes later, the baby's got to come within the next couple hours.
And it really can't be, I don't think, because it was a girl.
What do you mean?
Well, it can't be immaculate conception. The baby was a girl.
The immaculate part isn't about the gender of the child. It's about the fact that it happened without sex.
Well, I know, but you can't. You wouldn't have. Why would you waste it?
Oh, he's back, everybody. If you thought he was gone, he's back.
We're done. The Press Box sans Charlie is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.